If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
The Dark Web. The name itself is a meme. It's become the boomer boogeyman, the back alley of the internet where you go to get your kidneys harvested and sold off to a billionaire's all-you-can-torture buffet. It's the skeezy part of town, the no-man's land of the digital world, chock full of society's most vile scum. It's also pretty boring. See, the dark web really isn't that much different than the surface web. Sure, it has a cooler name and better privacy, but most people use it for the same shit. Social media? Check. Shopping? Check. Pirating movies? Duh. Did you know Facebook exists on the dark web? You do now. My parents are terrified of the dark web. They speak about it in hushed breaths, sort of like how Ron Weasley talks about Lord Voldemort. It's as though they think uttering its name too loudly will invoke the wrath of some serial hacker just waiting in the wings to delete their bank accounts. Ridiculous, right? I told them they were paranoid. To prove them wrong, I even downloaded the Tor browser and uninstalled Google Chrome. There's nothing to fear on the dark web, I said, so long as you've got a half a brain's worth of sense in you. Now I wish I could take it all back. I stumbled across the website after a long night of drinking. I'd been out with Jared, my best friend since childhood, reminiscing about the good old days of driving Mrs. Crabtree up the wall. When I got home, I felt a bit nostalgic, so I went digging for old pictures on Facebook. Like most drunk missions, one thing led to another, and I landed on an old thread listing the most exciting websites on the dark web. Most were fairly vanilla. Some free textbooks here, a bit of hacked video games there. I scrolled down through the responses until I found one buried beneath the others. It had just a single upvote, monstercall143d.onion. I stared at the link for a few seconds, then cracked a fresh beer and said, fuck it. The website was plain, mostly white text on a black background. Across the top was a banner emblazoned with the words, call your monsters. I cracked a grin. It was kind of cute, in an edgelord emo kid sort of way. After clicking through a few menu links, I landed on the Order a Monster page. It said that, for $99, they would deliver a personalized monster to a doorstep of my choice. Free shipping, too. The flavor text read, perfect for getting even with terrible bosses, backstabbing friends, and childhood enemies. I laughed. The idea was absolute gold. They even had a monster call guarantee of same-day shipping. How they managed to pull that off, I had no idea. Maybe they had a network of paid actors, patiently waiting to dress up in Halloween costumes and say a few canned lines on somebody's doorstep. Or maybe it was like Build-A-Bear, where you got to design your own stuffed versions of ghouls like Dracula and the Wolfman. Whatever it was, I decided I was far too drunk to give a shit about how they made it happen. All I knew was $100 was a damn steal. I smashed the order button, and it brought me to a follow-up page titled, Design Your Monster. I practically licked my lips. This was the juicy bit. The website gave me a drop-down list of selectable options based on modifiable body parts. The mouth, for instance, had fangs, broken teeth, no mouth, multiple mouths, and too many teeth. I thought the idea of too many teeth sounded ridiculous enough to be awesome. So I picked that and went down the list and selected the rest of the monster's attributes, including its body type, its subspecies, and finally its power. The next page said, leave a message. I mulled it over for a few minutes before deciding to keep it simple. I typed boo in the text field. Once I was finished, I clicked complete, and it brought me to a new screen that made me jump. It was a webcam video of me, staring shocked at my laptop. The stream was live. At the top of the page, a red text banner proclaimed, perform the blood sacrifice. I cocked an eyebrow. What? As if in answer to my confusion, a list of instructions faded into view on the bottom of the screen. Number one, utter the name of your recipient. Number two, pierce your skin. Number three, consume your blood. I burst out laughing. This was too wild. Not only were they going to deliver a monster to somebody's doorstep, but they were going to include a goofy ritual video too. All right, I decided, I'm game. I went downstairs and grabbed a knife from the kitchen drawer and headed back up to my room. Holding my hand up with a coy grin, I pricked my thumb with the tip of the blade. "Jared Mayhew," I announced dramatically. I stuffed my bleeding thumb into my mouth and sucked it clean. Then I held it up, drunk and proud, as evidence of my dark ritual complete. Seconds passed, and nothing happened. Then, the screen went black, and a new page appeared. Order complete. Delivery in progress. I sipped my beer, wondering how Jared would react to my spooky surprise landing on his doorstep tomorrow. I really hoped they included the blood sacrifice bit. Jared and his wife, Alyssa, both hated blood, so they'd never let me live it down, and that was exactly what I wanted. A couple of seconds later, a new screen popped up. Delivery complete. Stand by for results. Already? That didn't make any sense. How did they manage to create my order and ship it across the country all in the span of 5 minutes? A depressing realization swept over me. My drunk ass had been duped. There was no way they'd be able to ship something that quickly. So the only explanation was A, it was a scam, or B, it was just some lame email jump scare. Now the $99 made more sense. There was no way a tiny startup could offer same-day delivery and a compelling product for so little money. It was a pipe dream logistically. Defeated, I decided that was enough dark web shopping for one night and time to pack it in. I closed my laptop, brushed my teeth, and hopped into bed. My phone vibrated. I stared at it, wondering who would be messaging me at this hour. Jared, maybe? He was just as drunk as I was, and probably high as a kite by now, too. I picked it up and saw one new email from Monster Call. Odd. I never gave them my email address. Order delivered. Click here to view results. View results? I heaved a sigh. This was either a virus or some guarantee that Jared got a corny, spooky email. Still drunk, still making poor decisions, I clicked the link and it opened a video feed of Jared's house. I sat up, my tiredness vanishing in a tidal wave of what the fuck. The video was dimly lit, and the way it bobbed up and down looked like it was being recorded off of somebody's cell phone. Jared's small, two-bedroom home was there in all of its suburban glory. Something about the video felt off, though. Wrong. I told myself to relax. This was just some prank or gag. The company probably put out a call for a fraction of the money to any locals, and somebody pulled the contract. No doubt they were going to walk up the front steps, knock on his door, and then say boo and run off or something. It wasn't a big deal. But why was my heart racing? The video neared the house, the footsteps going slowly. In the silence of the night, I heard the person behind the camera breathing. They sounded frightened, scared. Why? Lights went on inside the house, painting the windows in a dull yellow glow. I squinted, seeing dark shapes darting behind the curtains. Thoroughly confused, I decided to message Jared and ask if he got my surprise. I texted him, "Hey dude, did you get my special delivery?" He immediately responded with, "Help." A few seconds went by, then he followed up and texted, "Something inside the house." Dark splotches splattered against the curtains. A moment later, a woman's scream rang out and the window shattered. Two hands reached out from behind the billowing curtains, gripping the side of the windowsill. Then two more gripped the top. A figure emerged, lurching out of the opening and into the yard. To listen to the rest of this bonus episode, check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep. For only $5 per month, you'll get access to all exclusive bonus episodes just like this one by becoming a Dr. No Sleep patron. I post new episodes on my Patreon page every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get access to these exclusive episodes today by going to patreon.com/drnosleep. Thank you so much for your support. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.